It's a little bit of a mixed bag on the markets today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally lower. Soybeans are 2 cents higher to fractionally lower than deferred contracts. We'll take a look at the numbers here very soon. The corn market received a reprieve yesterday as end of month short covering helped the new crop contract finish higher, while new crop soybean futures finished double digits lower. November soybeans fell for the seventh time the past eight sessions, losing over 35 cents on the contract. Wheat futures followed close to corn and higher levels. The U.S. wheat harvest in the Pacific Northwest has started with average yields, but experts expect yield monitors will start to show yield pressure as the harvest goes along. On Wednesday night, President Trump announced a trade deal with South Korea ahead of the August 1st deadline for countries to clinch agreements or face tariff hikes that expire just after midnight. The U.S. will apply a 15% tariff on South Korea's products in return for duty-free treatment on many American products. South Korea is a major buyer of U.S. corn and soybean meal. In trade news this week, including U.S. tariffs on India, U.S. tariffs on Russia, and any country that buys Russian oil, as well as stalled talks between the U.S. and China, is not yet affecting the grain markets. Trade remains focused squarely on how July and soon August weather will keep supporting high yield estimates for corn and soybeans. On livestock, live cattle futures found substantial support from traders Wednesday, with nearby contracts outpacing feeder cattle. Light cash trade fueled the fire. Hog futures found minor support but unable to regain any losses of Tuesday. Opening cattle calls have been higher to mix. Hogs look to be lower to mixed. We'll take a look at the numbers. That's coming up next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, September corn down a quarter cent at 391 and a half. December down a quarter at 412 even. August soybeans up 2 cents at 969 and three quarters. November new crop unchanged at 995 and three quarters. Soy meal up 90 cents at 261.60. Soy oil 15 cents lower, trading at 56.35. Chicago wheat up 1 and a half at 525 and a quarter. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.